Beach easy.
Hey mamas, welcome to another episode of I Speak Mama, the show where we chat about the chaos and joys of mamahood. Grab your favorite beverage, give your kids the iPad, and take a break. Because frankly, we haven't been in studio in a really long time, so I don't know where this conversation's going to go. I'm Jen, Colton and Nolan's mom.
I'm Shannon, Gabriel and Grayson's mom. And that's the truth.
It's been a long time.
It's been a very long time.
So we apologize to our listeners.
Yes.
But life has happened along the way.
Yes.
I think, honestly, it started with spring break. Spring break,
I think right after that, we got maybe one or two in. But you've also had the golf tournament.
Yep. And we've had some ill sickness, which has canceled a couple of recordings and just things.
Just mamahood.
Just mamahood. Right. Exactly.
It goes back to the meme I always talk about. It's like your hair is all crazy. It's trying to have that work-life balance, and it's hard.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So we thank you guys for sticking with us.
Yes.
I know that we've been putting out social media, so hopefully you've been staying in contact with us through our social media. But we have a new episode, probably some life updates. I know that I have some things that, you know, I want to chat about, and some questions for you. And you've got some updates about summer camp and all that kind of stuff. So where do we want to start?
Well, you have a big life update because of with Colton right now.
Yeah. So 2 weeks ago, Shannon, I had the craziest mom week 2 weeks ago.
Well,
so I had a major work event.
Mm-hmm.
My parents were in town and love them, but it's stressful when you have family in town visiting. And they want to do all the touristy things.
Uh-huh.
They want to be there all the time.
Yep. And they want to know everything that you're doing, too.
Yes, please understand. I know my mom listens to this podcast, but, like, you know, it's a lot. It's extra stuff on during that time. We had Colton's fifth birthday.
Yeah.
Which we actually had a full-blown party for.
Which was crazy, because when you text me about the birthday party, it was in the middle of your big event that you were doing, like one of the biggest events you've done all year.
Yes, exactly.
And you still held a five-year-old's birthday party.
Yep.
Okay.
Uh-huh. It was Mother's Day weekend.
Yeah.
It was also Teacher Appreciation Week, so the gifts involved with that. It was the last day of our old preschool and preparing for the start of the new preschool the following Monday.
Oh, my.
I
got a headache already.
Seriously, I think the Sunday or the Saturday before that weekend, my mind was in the craziest spiral you've ever seen. I was trying to prepare as much as I could ahead of time, but also, like, live in the moment knowing that I was working the Grand Strand's first ever PGA event and making sure that, like, it went well, but also that I was enjoying the moment and being there and present.
Yeah.
Planning a birthday party.
But I have to give kudos really quickly.
Yes, please do.
Like, I thought this was the absolute coolest thing. Lewis handwrote every single invitation for Colton's birthday party.
Yep.
That was the apps. That was just, I'm just blown away.
So he definitely helped along the way.
That was
and
so
he
wonderful.
put his phone number as the
RSVP.
Yes.
I was like, oh my goodness.
So I didn't have to worry about any of that side of things.
Go Lewis. That's extra brownie points.
Yep. And I know that we've talked about on this podcast, like, you know, keep birthday party small, all that. But I'm very thankful that we did a party in a box, essentially.
Yeah.
Go in, pay for everything, and
No cleanup.
No planned games. Food was ready. We did it at a local jump spot, and it was awesome.
That's so cool.
It was worth every penny that we put into it.
Yes.
Colt loved every second of it. Oh, and I also got sick during
halfway through that.
I lost my voice. Mm-hmm. So for the birthday party, I had no voice whatsoever.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Did you bring, like, a whistle or something to get everyone's attention?
No, that was Lewis's job.
Okay.
At the birthday party, he said the thank you, like, the welcome. Like, we want to thank you guys for being here. He handled birthday party from front to back. Like, it was
go
perfect.
Lewis.
So thank you so much. And my parents were a big help across the board. In-laws were a big help. Really making Colton's fifth birthday something very, very special. So
that's a huge milestone. Mm-hmm. So that's awesome that you guys were able to do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, 5 years. I mean, golly, he's a whole hand.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Well, how is he doing at the new school?
Okay, so
next update.
I was gonna say the last day of school.
Okay.
Way more emotional than I ever expected it to be. I mean, teachers were coming out of their classroom who I didn't even like that weren't either Colton or Nolan's like permanent teacher and be like, we're gonna miss you guys so much. Aww. You know, one of the teachers, she was telling me a story about how her first week was Colton's first week in the school, and that like she felt like they were in it together, and she like was with him, and she was one of the floater teachers.
Yeah, they were bonded.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And she gave me her phone number to call for a babysitter. I'm like, score. Yes. I'm bonus for that. Love that. But you know, they were wonderful, and I was sobbing walking out of that school.
And listeners, please know she's tearing up right now. Yeah. She's saying all this.
Like, I didn't realize how attached I was to.
Well, our teachers make such a big impact. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're around our kids more than we are some days.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Oh, that's so sweet. Mm-hmm. Well, so. I'm glad, though, that, you know, you had such a safe haven for so long for the kids, and you have found a new safe haven for them, too.
Exactly. So, first day of school at the new place, and we're coming off the big weekend, literally birthday party weekend. His birthday was actually his first day of school. So that was exciting in the sense of he was excited to wake up, excited to be mm-hmm. part of all of that. We didn't do cupcakes or anything on the first day. I thought that would be way too much for her first day.
I don't think you want to scare the teachers that
correct,
quick.
Correct. Things went really well. One of the things that we talked about, Lewis and I both took him over on the first day. One of the things we talked about on the way over was, like, we've been so focused on making sure that, like, Colton was okay mm-hmm. and understood the process of it all that Nolan's going to be the one with the meltdown. We realized that. like, you know, we didn't even think about the fact that, oh, he doesn't realize that this is a new place. It's happening. It's new place. It's, you know, something different. And he had the meltdown of all meltdowns. The moment we walked through the classroom door and put him down on the ground, it was, what's happening here? Oh my goodness. They're both going to leave me. And I'm sure he's having that fear of, are they ever going to come pick me up?
Yeah. He's still so young too.
Absolutely. So. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's just 19 months at this point.
Wow.
Colton was the bravest little boy I've ever seen. You could tell he was so nervous, but he felt really excited about going mm-hmm. in. The nerves were obviously there. excuse me, I have a cough myself. Walked right into the classroom and just head held high and hello to the teacher and had a great day. We've had so far good days.
That's awesome.
You know, we're a week and a half into this process, or I guess 2 weeks now. Nolan has still cried every single morning. But they said, as soon as you guys walk out, it's gone and over with. And, you know, luckily there's lots of good food there for him to eat because that's all he does these
even
days
better, right?
Eat, yes.
And Colton, this is the best preparation for him for kindergarten.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the new teacher says, Colton's new teacher says her grandson looks exactly like Colton. And I'm like, well, good. Maybe that means you're going to, treat him just like your grandson. And then one funny story that I do have, and I've already told you this, Shannon, but I do want to tell our listeners because I think it's hysterical. So there was one day, it was actually the first day that I dropped off the boys by myself because the whole first week Lewis and I went together. We're luckily that it's close enough to our house now that it's a quick drive and we can mm-hmm. actually come home and get ready for work and still have time to, you know, enjoy a couple minutes by ourselves after we drop the kids off. I know.
Oh,
I know.
Goodness.
But so I go in and drop Nolan off and he's clinging to my legs. I'm talking to the teacher and he's crying and another little boy walks up and starts clinging to my leg and crying. and Nolan immediately pushes him over to the ground. No, my mommy. And my heart melted and laughed at the same time. It was hysterical. The teacher started laughing. This little boy looked up like, oh my goodness, what happened? And Nolan is like, no, sir, that is my mommy. In my head, I was like, I'm sure that Nolan is going, kid, your mama left you. I still got a chance. My mama is in this classroom. I can still get out. Your mama has left you. I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's so funny. You can tell he's the baby. Yes, still exactly. The family. So
exactly.
You don't want to share it all. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's cute, though.
Yeah.
It just shows that now that he truly does love you. You knew that, but, like, it does always help for that little reminder.
In sort of a way, I was, like, proud. I was like, aw. He does love me.
Exactly. Oh, that's so cute. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad everything's going well.
I mean, it is.
It mm-hmm. sounds like it is a win, though, for your whole family. I know that Nolan's taking it a little bit harder, but it's going to be.
He'll recover.
Fine.
Exactly.
Well,
everybody's
good.
A little prone to not like change, and that includes no matter how young or old you are.
Amen. That's the truth. Well, for our side of things.
Yeah.
We have from summer camp. We had originally signed up for a summer mm-hmm. camp. There was some issues that unfortunately took place that, you know, was not, and no one could actually help the whole situation, unfortunately.
Right.
And so the camp had to try to find a different location. And we weren't too sure if they were going to find an actual physical location for the summer camp, besides, of course, all the different field trips that they would go on.
Yeah.
For my sanity and for my husband's sanity, but especially mine, because I think I was crying, screaming, wanting to punch the wall so many times in a row, probably for a good 3 or 4 days, we decided to actually, we're taking the boys back to their old summer camp, which was a part of the daycare that mm-hmm. they were with. And they were first, no, because Grayson in particularly, most of his friends are not going to be there. Gabriel was like, okay, they provide food. Yay. but afterwards, my sweetening of the deal, I had my mom promise that Nana would pick them up at least once a week, a little early, and then they could go to like CC's or McDonald's or something. And they're like, okay, we'll go. That sounds like a great idea. So we're fine.
Yeah.
So overall, that's been a good probably almost 2 weeks of stressing.
I was
going
to say
right.
Pure stress. Because
I didn't know what I was going to do.
Right.
Summer is right around the corner.
Yeah.
And Barrett and I, we work full time. Mm-hmm. We don't have any type of luxury of bringing
the
kids
to
school.
Quickly. I mean, it's not like they're just
exactly
have places reserved for situations like this.
And I have to give a big thank you to Palmetto, because that is where we were daycare since they were both 9 weeks. And they said, Shannon, the Furtick boys will always have a place here. So I like started crying when I got that email back. I'm like, thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Yeah.
So we've gone through that. We've also, I've taken on a new position within the
congratulations
organization.
Is certainly
thank
in
you.
Order.
Thank you. And that's been a whirlwind because it has been something that I've wanted to do for a very long time. But at first, we didn't know if it was going to happen. And then it happened so quick that it was like, okay. And then pretty much within a short hour, like 24-hour time frame, it's already taking place. And I'm also moving offices right now. So I'm living out of boxes in my office. So that's been fun. But my kids are so excited because they're like, well, we're going to come and help you decorate your office, Mama. So we are going to
spend. They're excited for you, too. And that's their way of showing it.
Yeah,
so that's cool.
So they get to come and help Mama kind of set up her office the way they want it, mm-hmm. which will be interesting to see. But whenever you have big life changes, it's always something that I was questioning myself. I'm also questioning the fact, is this going to take away from our family? Because I am going to be having to put in a lot more hours, mm-hmm. Even more than what I'm doing, at least in the first few months, just so I can get acclimated to the new role, but also carry the same role that I'm still doing. So that was a big family decision. So we got all of that going for us right now. And then, of course, just we're about to get into summer. And, you know, I keep on wanting to do – it's not even having to do a vacation, but maybe just – I would love just a weekend of no chores and go mm-hmm. to the beach and just chill out and enjoy the beautiful weather that we have. Mm-hmm. But with so many things going on, it's like – okay, when are we going to do this?
Yeah.
So it is that true, okay, we got to get this work-life balance back together.
Yeah, I feel like I'm in a chaotic mess right now.
Yeah.
You know, the house is getting messy as quickly as we can clean it up.
I say it looks like a hurricane all the time.
It so does.
And I don't want to use that word, but.
Right. But, oh, my word. It's nutso in our house right now.
Yeah.
You know, and between work schedules and, you know, doing things outside because the weather's getting nicer mm-hmm. and, like, I'm lost.
Yes.
I am on the struggle bus to get things organized. And I know you and I are both people that the more organized, the better.
Yeah.
And my mind.
I like chaos, but sometimes so much chaos is like, holy moly.
Like, it's causing my mind to be chaotic.
Yes.
And, you know, I say this to Lewis a lot is like, he's like, well, just sit down and relax. I'm like, but my mind's going so quickly that sometimes I need to be doing things with mm-hmm. my hands in order to, like, keep up with what's happening in my mind. Mm-hmm. They might not be what it's related. So, like, if you see me picking things up, I'm not trying to be like, you should come over here and help me.
Yeah.
I'm literally just trying to physically keep up with what's happening in my mind and mm-hmm. trying, if I can get something organized, at least that's one thing that's less in my mind. But it has been leading off that crazy week and just feeling like I haven't gotten caught up.
Right.
By any means.
Exactly.
We're going into a holiday weekend and I'm like, I don't know what's happening next.
Yes, yeah. Well, do you guys have any plans for the holiday weekend? It is the Memorial weekend that we're coming into right now.
We're actually going to go to the zoo in Columbia.
Oh, that'll be fun.
At least for the day. There's a couple of different families all going.
Supposed to be a really pretty weekend, too. So.
I think it's going
to
be pretty hot, but we're prepared for it. And, you know, just get out of town for a little while, but still come back and know that we have all day Sunday. Mm-hmm. We're going to come back early Sunday morning and have all day Sunday, all day Monday to enjoy.
Enjoy it.
Yeah. I'm really, really thinking about getting a cleaning lady for a little while because I have spent so much time on Sundays.
Just cleaning.
Yeah. And it's really taking up a toll on not having that extra, another day in the weekend.
Just to get it done.
Yeah.
Well, and you guys are, have you finished baseball yet?
Our last game was on Tuesday.
Okay,
yes.
So ours was Wednesday.
Including on baseball.
No, ours was Monday. So yeah, so with that going on and just, it makes it, I mean, people always ask, how do you do it all? Mm-hmm. And, you know, in our minds, we're just like, well, we just do it. You have to.
Right.
But it does on the back end. It's just like when you walk into your house and everything is thrown all different directions, it makes it hard.
Yeah. And it makes me, like, I don't want to sit down and relax or, like, you know, I can't sleep because I know that our house is a little bit of a disaster. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, just getting – it's been a rough 2 weeks.
Yeah.
A rough – I've enjoyed a lot of it.
I think it's been a rough almost month.
Yeah. Yeah, I will give you that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just been a roller coaster of a month.
Correct. Yes.
And then we're going into the summer.
Into the summer. Yeah. Yeah. This was supposed to be – you know, for most people, May is like the end of school, the happy, good things. And we've had so many happy, great things.
We've had almost
too many. Right, yeah. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. We've had, not in a bad way, but we have had to turn down even birthday parties.
Mm-hmm.
Just because the fact we can't commit just to the time right now
mm-hmm.
because there is so much going on.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm.
It's insane.
Welcome to parenthood, right?
Exactly.
Well, we have a little bit of a milestone, too. Gabriel will be 10 in just a couple of months, so he'll be having the two hands going
on. Double digits.
So we're trying to figure out.
How are you handling that?
It hasn't hit me yet, but I will tell you, my Gabriel is now, he's 5'3", 9.5 in men's shoes. He's in a size medium adult, like, clothing. And, like, he's thinning out, too. So mm-hmm. he's getting rid of all the baby and everything. And he can sit in the front seat of the car. And I'm just like, this isn't right.
Yeah.
Like, you were my baby, my firstborn. And, you know, he is my mini me completely. So him and I do sometimes we'll bump heads here and there because he is, I swear, it's like looking in the mirror, which is sometimes interesting. So, you know, trying to figure out what to do because I want to make sure that we plan something for him mm-hmm. in a timely manner. And as we have realized, time is going by so fast and it's going to be blink of an eye until, you know, his birthday is August. And so if there's any ideas or suggestions out there for a 10-year-old's birthday, let me know. He doesn't have a whole lot of friends. So he honestly could care less almost about having all of his friends do something. He is more about experiences. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to figure out for him as to what he really wants to do. So,
yeah.
So we're trying to get that out of his head right now, but we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, so, well, good thing we live in an area where, but we have done everything under the sun here.
Yeah,
but
we're fortunate enough to.
Hopefully there's something that maybe he can pick out that's local or,
yeah,
you know, not too far out of town that's a great experience for
yeah,
him.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So, I don't know.
Ten.
I don't like it.
That means we're getting old too, Shannon. You realize that, right?
Jen, don't say that. We don't age. Well, did the boys get you anything for Mother's Day? Because that was one of the holidays that we just did celebrate.
Mother's Day was pretty low key.
Okay.
Spent time on the golf course. Mm-hmm. Thought that I was going to get the family out for a day on the golf course, but Colton decided that he would rather go swimming in the pool with Mimi. So,
well,
understandable.
Kind of,
and
yeah.
Then Lewis came out to the golf course, so I had him, but
yeah,
it kind of turned into a little bit more work day than I thought it was going to be, which yeah, is fine. We did do dinner, and I have a spa package waiting for me,
oh,
I think. I haven't seen it materialize yet,
okay,
as in, like,
the
I haven't
light
seen
certificate
proof.
Or
yeah,
anything.
Exactly. But
really, what it
that
comes down to is you just go and pick out where you want to go, use the credit card, and say,
correct,
you have the kids.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Sold.
I will say that yesterday, I didn't have to go pick up the boys, and I had a work dinner afterwards, and I had like 45 minutes. So I went to Target and did some shopping and mm-hmm, bought all things for myself.
Watch out.
And put it on the joint card, and I was like, that's it.
So
we're
all
good.
Things for yourself, was that like mm-hmm, just makeup, or was it like
I
actually
got,
like clothing?
I got a new, I wouldn't say like a jewelry box, but it was like a container to store jewelry mm-hmm, in for the top of my our dresser, because I just like throw my jewelry on top. And this was like a pretty white leather, faux leather
yeah,
with like gold trimmings and all that. And some new spray. I'm not one to use scents a lot, but I was mm-hmm, like, you know, let's try something different and fun. So got one of those. I had been outside quite a bit that day and my hair looked super greasy, so I got some more spray before I went out to dinner. Some dry shampoo spray.
Mm-hmm.
And then just a new top. So
there you go.
Wasn't
you
a
really
lot of,
did.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Good for
but
you.
But I didn't even look at anything for the boys. I didn't look for anything for our
How
house.
How hard was that though?
It was kind of hard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the first thing we always go to.
Yep, exactly.
Mm-hmm. I figured you were going to say you were going to go to the consignment stores.
No. Honestly, April, from that perspective, I had my best month ever.
Good for you.
And now I'm hitting that crash. Mostly because I just haven't put a lot of time into it this month, but having a low month. But it was exciting. You know, hit for the first time over $1,000 of sales in a month. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kudos.
So that was really cool.
Where did you get most of these items that you sold? Or were these items you've had for
a lot
while?
Of it were items that I had. One of them was a high-end designer dress that one of my mom's friends gave me. She wore it as her Mother of the Bride's dress.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did split profits on that one, but still I made a good percentage on that. But that was a big sale. It was over $200. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was a good one that came through. And, you know, just lots of work. I had been listing a lot and getting more stuff put on there. So proof is in the pudding that the more you put into it, the more you're going to get out of it.
Yeah.
And that was a great month to be part of it. So
were you seeing certain trends, like summer trends?
Oh,
like
yeah.
When it comes to
a lot of dresses.
Okay.
A lot of the spring.
Like the summer mm-hmm. dresses. Now, I've noticed a lot of long dresses here
yes.
lately. Is that
yes.
something that's coming into style again?
For sure.
Okay.
For sure. The maxi style dress.
Yes.
Yeah. It's all over the place. Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. a big dress wearer.
You should.
I like dresses.
You have great legs. You
well,
should
thank
wear dresses.
You. Thank you. But if I do, I'll wear like biker shorts underneath. Because usually I don't sit
yeah.
very ladylike mm-hmm. like I should. But yeah, no, dresses are, they're good for the summer. I will say that.
Yeah. Oh, I like to just throw them on for work. They're easy.
They're easy.
Mm-hmm.
I have noticed, though, is that I wear my tennis shoes way too much because my feet are so white right now. And then my legs have a little bit of color on them.
Yeah. And then surprisingly, like the Western cowboy look is really popular for summer. Even like cowboy boots and denim skirts and all of that, which, you know, is great for the Carolina Country Music Fest coming up here shortly.
Right around the corner.
So
I also saw that the sky blue color, which I like to call Carolina blue, but
there's no such thing as Carolina blue,
is really popular this year. So, which I love that color. I don't actually have that much in that color, surprisingly enough, but I saw that that was a pretty big color again.
You're not wrong about that. So,
yeah,
it probably looks great on you. You should wear it more often.
I do. I like the color. I'm really trying not to spend money on clothing for a little while. I did buy a couple new skorts for the golf tournament in particular.
Oh, come thrifting with me.
I know. I need to, because especially some of the things that you find, I'm like, golly, you find treasures.
Yeah, yeah.
I never know where to look.
That's fair.
And I don't have patience.
It's fair.
Which is two probably things.
The number one place to start
out
off with is, I always do this, the first thing I get when I go into a thrift store is if they don't have like new racks, they're called new racks, like the racks that they're putting out onto the floor that have just come out of the back room. That's the number one first spot that you would look, because no one else has looked at that stuff yet, so it hasn't sat on any shelves. So chances are, if something's good, it's there. The other spot that I always look is the dressing room rack.
Really?
Or actually check in dressing rooms, because someone has already gone through the racks and picked out what they like. So if you have a similar style to somebody, there's probably a good chance that like what you need is already there, and they've already gone through all the racks. So
that's smart.
Those are my two tips for.
All right, mark that down, guys.
Yeah, yeah.
And I bet, I mean, a lot of people do their spring cleaning. And I know Memorial weekend is one of the busiest weekends for yard sales.
Yes.
Have you noticed that?
Yes.
And which I'm shocked that
you're
actually.
I haven't gotten into the yard sale side of things.
Oh, no?
Mostly because I think that I would fall in love with it. And I don't feel like I need to invest any more time into.
You would. Gabriel, so our neighborhood always does yard sale on the Saturday for Memorial weekend. And Gabriel will say, Mama, let's go walk the dogs. And he somehow or another, he will sneak his wallet in his pocket and he will start to try to go and shop, because he loves to look at different things. He is my, he like I said, he's me completely. He loves to do that kind of stuff. But there are some of the stuff that you can find, especially some of the nicer neighborhoods too. Mm-hmm. You can tell they're just trying to get rid of stuff.
Right.
So
right.
I'm surprised you have not gotten into that.
I'm nervous that I would be like,
you would,
one more thing that I become obsessed with that.
That is true.
I don't need to add to the list.
So I'm not going to tell you about any more about yard sales. But it sounds like we're kicking off the summer. Okay.
We are. We are. Yeah.
One of our biggest things during the summer, and this is something that I make sure that we do, is usually on Sundays, we do have Sunday fun day, whether it's go to the beach, go to the pool, or just chill out at the house. But that's just a day just to kind of chill, relax, enjoy a little bit, and not think so much.
Yeah.
So it's nice to just, especially for us, go to the beach. It's only, 5 minutes away, and sit on the beach and crack open a cocktail of choice sometimes.
Yes.
And let the boys just run around.
What is your cocktail of choice here recently? Have you gotten into anything new or different?
I will say during the summer, I'll drink more beer per se. So I love Blue Moon. That's one of my favorites, but I only like that on draft. At the beach, a lot of times I'll have maybe a High Noon or even a White Claw. Beer as a whole, I can't drink too much outside like that. But my drink of choice is Cabernet, is wine. Mm, but I can only have that at home.
Yes.
So, but some of the fruity beers, I don't know if you've had the mango cart.
Yes,
have you
I
had
have.
That?
Mm-hmm.
That's one.
That's
that
in the yellow
like.
Can, right?
Yeah, yellow, orange. Mm-hmm. We had that at the Pelicans a couple years ago. Actually, their food and beverage guy, Brad, he was like, you got to just try this. And we both tried it, and we're like, wow, this is pretty good. So there's that. And, of course, we have our beer, the Beach Easy
beer. Yeah, the Beach Easy, which is very similar to the Blue Moon.
Yeah, which is really good. And that's a good summer beer.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
So that one.
Plus, the can is so cute.
The can is
I
cool.
I love just holding it in my hand and be like,
right?
Ah.
It looks so fancy.
I think it's very similar to a Blue Moon. It's
similar
got
to the Blue Moon.
The orange peels in it. I think it's coriander is like kind of the spice in it, and it's a
Belgian wheat.
Yeah, a Belgian wheat.
But the coolest thing is, and Jen probably can go in more detail about the description.
The description is great. It's all about, you know, the beach vibe, the beach lifestyle, the way the beach makes you feel. It really becomes a mindset mm-hmm. of, you know, of life.
Yeah.
So, like, if you're drinking this and you're not on the beach, it should put you in the I'm on the beach mindset, that mm-hmm. almost vacation mode that, you know, and the beach has a weird way of just like
relaxing you
yes. and transforming you into just that vibe.
Life. Yeah.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. the colors, it is white and then it has some colors around it too, mm-hmm. around yeah. the can, which is, when you're drinking it, you do think it's like, oh, you just want to show off the can. But luckily here we do have the koozies that are,
yes.
that match the can
exactly.
so that we can put the can in there and be like, here you go and see yeah. the koozie as a whole. So mm-hmm. but that's actually, it's made from a local brewery here.
Yes.
So even better. So Grand Strand Brewery. poor Jen, she's getting off.
I know.
I think you need a beach easy.
I could use a beer. It is a Friday, right?
Exactly. So, but yeah, no, I mean.
Yeah, and I think if, you know, you're coming on vacation, you live here locally, mm-hmm. like you can get it at most stores. I know that mm-hmm. Total Wine has it. I know that the food lines around here have it.
A lot of our restaurants have it now.
Yeah, a lot of our restaurants are picking it up, so it yeah. should be. It's the official beer of Myrtle Beach.
Yes. And it is delicious, so it should be the official
yeah.
beer.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
And we also have, just because we're having to do a plug.
And also, I was going to say, this is not a paid promotion.
No, this
isn't.
We're
not getting paid for this.
No. but I will say, one of the best outings that we have done in a very long time for our staff was we played mini golf.
Oh my gosh, that was so fun.
That was hilarious. And I will say, so right now Myrtle Beach has the mini golf trail, and so you're having to go and, you know, play the different mm-hmm. mini golf. But mini golf brings out like the kid side in you.
Yes.
And I can't tell you, I was laughing, I was almost crying mm-hmm. with the ones that I was playing with. And my teammate Bob,
love you Bob,
but Bob and I, he was cracking me up. But our lucky number was 3. I don't mm-hmm. know why, but both of us kept on getting 3s. We had the best score because we had the highest score. So, yeah. you know.
I mean, so my partner was Joanna, and she did better than me. I was not good for the moment. Now, granted, on the other team, we had a Division I football player, former Division I yeah. football player. So, yeah. like, how do you compete with that?
Golly. But I did. But I had him as my teammate in cornhole a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
But that was fun. And
it was so much fun.
We had one of our coworkers to come up with for a few of the different holes of different like games to actually mm-hmm. play on it. All of us, I think, were confused on the one of when it said to hit the golf ball the opposite
end of the putter.
End of the putter. Mm-hmm. And everybody was confused because the way we took it was that we thought it was you turn the putter around, not on the like on the handle where you're hitting it from, but you turn it from that side. And then a few other people were saying, no, you got to flip it over.
And use the rubber handle part.
But so, I heard you did a fun one.
Yeah. So I actually used it, my golf club, like a cue stick in pool.
That was smart.
Did it that way to use the opposite end of the club.
Putter. Or whatever, yeah. yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know golf very well, but yeah. but it was fun. It was just a good way just to get out of the office and mm-hmm. and have some.
It was for
you
sure.
know, just some laughs for the most part.
Yeah. So you'll laugh at this. I had like a major mom moment at this work dinner we were at last night.
Uh-huh.
So we essentially did like a thank you to the management team of the golf tournament. We took them out to dinner and, you know, kind of did celebration side of things, and everyone was kind of like talking to each other. There wasn't like a general table conversation mm-hmm. and, you know, this was a celebratory dinner and a thank you dinner. So I made everyone go around the table and say what their favorite moment was during the golf tournament.
That's so cool.
And I was like, sorry guys. I know that some of you are going to hate me when I say this. I was like, but this is the mom coming out at me. This is also like the same person that makes everyone say what they're thankful for on Thanksgiving.
That's
so
a great icebreaker.
I was like, you can roll your eyes or whatever you want to do. But I was like, I'm going to make everyone say what their favorite moment was at the golf tournament.
So what was your favorite?
One of the things that there was a 16-year-old that played in the tournament.
Oh, he was amazing.
And to see him after he wrapped up the round and signing autographs from kids that were younger than him.
Yes.
And some of the, you know, there were some adults there too, but like he was just so genuinely happy.
Aww.
And just, it was so cool to see this kid do something great and be, he was literally living in the moment. And as a mom, I was like, oh, I hope his mom is, or his dad is somewhere watching this and seeing this, because he was a fabulous role model from that perspective. But also just like, I was proud of him. So I can't imagine how proud his parents were of what he had just accomplished among all of these adult golfers.
He was the only amateur in the tournament.
16.
Yes, we were trying to make it back up there for the boys to get his autograph, because we were actually following
Blaze Brown,
him.
Right?
Yeah, we were following him around. I think
look up his story if you haven't.
Yes.
I mean,
and he just seemed to be a good sweet boy.
He did. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I'll tell you, we had several fun moments. I had the pleasure of working with the ecology team, better known as Picking Up Trash, throughout most of the time.
They put such a fun title on that,
you know,
right?
but I will say, so Barrett and I did that for a couple of days, 2 days straight, all day long. Mm-hmm. But we did it together, and it was driving on the golf cart. I don't think that Barrett and I have had that much time, just the two of us together, and who would have thought picking up trash would have actually been fun? But we had a great time because it was just, I got to see from my husband's point of view, he loves golf.
Uh-huh.
I could care less about golf.
Right.
I mean, I think it's cool. I would love to learn how to play, but he absolutely loves golf. And to see him get to see some of the players and watch them and say, you can talk about their strokes, their hits, all these different things, and just like living in the moment, it was really cool just to have that experience. Another one was is that on Mother's Day, the boys came with me the day that it was a day I didn't actually work the golf tournament. I ended up working some, but it was fine. But seeing these golfers actually come over, and Grayson, he got two hats.
Mm-hmm.
One golfer just took his hat off and gave it to Grayson, and it just made his day. You know, another one gave him a hat that was signed, and then these golf balls that they were given. It was just, you could tell that they appreciated.
Yeah.
You know, and they didn't take it for granted of all of these, especially the younger kids, but everyone there actually being the spectators and actually, you know, being that fan base. Mm-hmm. And then there were some that were not very known, but they were just so genuine and just nice. Another experience was that I worked in the concession stand one day and helping one of the nonprofits. And we had a kid, I say kid, but he was 19. And he volunteered his time, just to volunteer his time within, you know, helping us at the concession stand. And he was the sweetest kid. He was saying yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am, and please and thank you. And I ended up talking to him for a while here and there and found out I knew his parents. And I was just, I commended him because as we were just talking about the amateur, the 16-year-old, of just how nice and respectful, this young man, he was so respectful. And it was one of those moments that I even told him, I said, I hope that my kids are like you when they grow up, because I can't tell you how much you have truly helped and just willing to pick up and do anything.
Yes.
For no reason. Like, he just came out just to volunteer, just because he was in between. He just got done with college and, you know, he was going to be starting his internship in a couple weeks, and he was just wanting to do something.
Mm-hmm.
It was just so sweet.
That's really cool.
So there was definitely some great moments, though, with the golf tournament.
Maybe somebody that knows him or something, you know, his parents are listening and, you know, good job, parents.
Well, I have to say, I ended up telling his dad after I found out as to who his parents were. I was like, I just have to commend you. You have made such a wonderful impact on your child and what he is providing for our community, and such a role model. And so
I always feel like I try to do that too. It was like when you see a good kid, thank the parents or let them know, because I want someone.
I want to know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I feel like that would be the highest honor to have someone say that, like, you've raised a great kid.
Mm-hmm.
It's, what more could you want?
Exactly. You know? So, but it was overall, it was great time. Mm-hmm. So, but it sounds like we had a lot to talk about and catch up on.
But we've got a good schedule coming up.
We do have a good schedule coming up.
As long
up.
As no sicknesses jump in the way or any emergency
we'll
spots.
We'll have to give you some more cough drops, though.
I
Look, she's starting to laugh and cough again. Sorry.
We'll have to wipe down the mic here.
Yeah, there you go.
A little TLC.
Spray it with some Lysol.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, summer's here. It's coming quickly,
it's
I
coming.
Guess.
More it's
than
here.
Here it, I, yeah.
Whether we want Whether, to be here or not.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. More than anything, like, let's enjoy some of this summer.
Yeah. So, you know, thanks for sticking with us while we were out. We plan to have a full summer schedule worth of episodes coming your way. This is just a kickoff to that full summer schedule. And I think we've got some concerts lined up for the summer, you know, maybe talking to some guests along the way. You know, I'm sure that there'll be stories and life lessons that we're ready to bring you throughout the summer. But, you know, remember that we're just trying to survive like everyone else through momhood. So we're not the experts by any means on anything that we say here. We're just talking through mamahood.
That's the truth. Well, that to be said.
Yeah.
Cheers to the weekend.
Cheers to the weekend.
Yay.
Bye, guys.
Bye. We don't just get away at the beach. We get together. Because no matter what floats your boat, we're floating right along with you. With over 2,000 restaurants, live music all day and night, and endless attractions, Myrtle Beach was made for having fun and beaching easy. Welcome to 60 miles where you belong, the beach. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Plan your trip at visitmyrtlebeach.com.